flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
John Lucas Raymond. He's on a tear right now. And I wonder, is he the quietest star we have in Detroit? Like, nobody really talks about what Lucas Raymond's putting together right now.
Well, at the end of last year, we talked about the rising star that he is, or at that time was, our expectations were for him this year. And I think he is surpassing some of those expectations. I think we all thought that he was going to be eventually the leader of this team in regards to production.
Yeah, and the question was, what's Yzerman going to do? How's he going to find a star? They never won the lottery. He never had a number one or a number two pick. The highest draft pick Yzerman did have was Lucas Raymond. Mm-hmm. His only top five pick was Lucas Raymond. So there's a lot riding on him panning out. And safe to say, he's delivering. Right now, after his four-point night on Monday, he's 13th in the NHL in scoring. He's a top 10 winger by points. 23 points in the 16 games since the coaching change. Only David Pastrnak has been better since the holiday. I keep reminding people he's 22 years old.
Right.
He's pacing for a 90-point season, and if he plays the way he has since the coaching change, he has an outside shot to have a 100-point season, which hasn't happened for the Wings since the mid-90s.
And I think you mentioned there, I think the reason he is under the radar and is somewhat being overlooked, if you're not, you know, of the hockey elite and you don't watch every single moment of the Wings, is the coaching change. That's been the big story. The big story originally was Derek Lalonde and them not living up to very minimal expectations. Coaching change happens right at the holidays, and now all of a sudden they are on a bit of a tear as a team. That's what the conversation has been, and it's not been about the nuts and bolts. We've talked a little bit about it in regards to the power play and the 5-on-5 and scoring chances and shots and all this different, all the different minutiae of it, but we haven't talked about the star that is that Lucas Raymond is becoming.
I was going to say, I mean, he is a star with a chance to be a superstar, and in the city, remember 4 or 5 years ago, we're looking around going, we don't have anybody.
Right.
Now it's starting to get crowded because you've got Tarek Skubal, Cy Young winner. You have Penei Sewell, All-Pro multiple times over. St. Brown, the same deal. You have Cade, who's stealing a lot of spotlight, deservedly so, in the NBA. What Raymond's doing is not that different than what Cade's doing. It's just hard to compare apples and oranges, but he's on the ascent. They're both 22 years old. Lucas Raymond, it's happening, guys.
Is he going to be an All-Star?
I would say, yeah, he should be.
So, I mean, so we're having those conversations with Cade, and I believe we'll find for Cade out tomorrow night. I don't know when it's going to be announced for the NHL, but I am curious as to some of it is, okay, in basketball and football, everybody picks their all-stars a different way. And you're kind of curious as to how this all, you know, comes together, whether it's fan voting, how much of it's players, how much of it, is the front office. And has he been overshadowed enough to not get a share of one of those, you know, pots of votes?
Yeah, I think he has flown under the radar. He's only 22. He'll be 23 years old in March. But Lucas Raymond, he's becoming the star that everybody thought Iserman was going to have to build without, right? This was going to have to be done without winning the lottery. That year, they were the worst team in the sport. They fell to four. They didn't get Lafreniere, who went to the Rangers. You know who the best player in that draft has been? Lucas Raymond.
Yeah.
So it did work out in that way, and he is the guy that allows them to get to that next level. He was putting a lot on his shoulders last year down the stretch. I remember we were highlighting him a lot. We come in on those Monday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in the morning and go, wow, look what Raymond did. He's even better now than he was a year ago.
Well, last year, first year of really reaching that level of expectation and production. And it's kind of a double-headed conversation where you're talking about Lucas Raymond and how he is leading the team and how he is, you know, in terms of points and production, but it was all about where did DeBrincat go? Where did Kane go? And you wanted those guys to be a bigger part of the conversation. Now it is simply Lucas Raymond. How high can he fly and how far can he take the wings with him?
And I think it's a good time to bring it up too, because we're a month into Todd McClellan and McClellan is kind of the pivot point for when the season turned around. And the question is, okay, how long does that go, right? How far can a coach rah-rah his team? Well, this is where the next level is. Are the players taking steps? Because McClellan can't snap his fingers, wave a magic wand, and turn this team into a playoff team. But if he unlocked Lucas Raymond to the next level, that's something that sustains. That's something that plays in February and March and April. And it might not just be Raymond. I mean, he's put two defensemen who are essentially rookies together in Johansson and Edvinson.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you they're going to be stars, but again, if he gets more out of these guys, if he paves the path for these guys to shine, then it becomes more than just a coach came in and knocked some heads together and said, let's play effing hockey. No, they actually took a step as players. They're actually fulfilling what they thought they were capable of.
So are you feeding into holding off the conversation about Steve Yzerman?
Oh, yeah. I think that's absolutely. We're not firing this guy.
Well, not that. Let's go back a month.
Did he do enough in the offseason?
Right. And, you know, because a lot of the conversation was, and we see this with the Tigers. We're not hearing about it as much with the Pistons maybe the last couple of years with the development of Cade Cunningham, but it's the development of the core. It's the guys that you're drafting from and developing from within. This is one of them, and it does take a long time. Even though he's only 22, we're 4 years down the road.
So it's odd. I actually think all the teams in the city are in a similar spot in this way. They all have young nucleuses. The Lions have the best young nucleus, the most proven young nucleus. But you're starting to see Cade as that engine for the Pistons. Yeah. And Yzerman's got four first-round picks now playing in the National Hockey League. And there's a couple other guys filling in that nucleus as well. The Tigers, young playoff team. They're all developing a young nucleus. And at the same time, you should support those young nucleuses. So, you know, we'll talk more about the Pistons later in the hour, but keep building around Cade. If you're Yzerman, hey, nobody disputed that you could identify great young players. Some of your free agent signings have left something to be desired.
Wanting more, yes.
Can you supplement? Hey, Scott Harris, can you supplement this young core that I'll give you credit for developing and nurturing? Can you get me Bregman? If you're Yzerman, can you add at the deadline? If you're the Pistons, can I be greedy and add at the deadline? If I'm Brad Holmes, I'm chasing a Super Bowl. You can do both. You can have a great young core and supplement them. You can add more. And I think that's what we're asking of all of our teams now.
And it leads to the excitement about what it means to be in the month of April.
You're just trying to get me to play this stupid thing.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Knock out some thoughts on Lucas Raymond. Scott in New Baltimore. Are you watching this guy turn into a star?
Oh, absolutely. We've been watching him, you know, for the last couple of years since his first year coming up. Season ticket holders, and that was the talk in our section in the beginning of this year of, you know, yeah, he's getting the assists, but, you know, the goals just aren't showing up. And then all of a sudden, you know, we were actually shocked. We looked at each other on Monday, 20 goals. Yep. You know, quietly over the past couple months or past few weeks. So, yeah, we're excited about him. And then you talk about some of the other unsung heroes. I think the guy that doesn't get enough credit possibly is Moritz Seider on the defense there. You know, there was a play on Monday. Wings were on a power play. One of the Kings was in the corner and just tried to rip the puck back across the ice. Seider was on the blue line and literally caught the puck with his stick. You know, it's coming 80 miles an hour or whatever it was coming across. And he just caught it, kept control, passed it around, and continued to play. He doesn't back down from anyone. He's a tough guy, and I think he is another one. You know, the two of them, because they started the same year together, the two of them as a pair, offense and defense, we're excited about those two guys mostly.
And they just got long-term deals this offseason. They're both scratching the surface. Yeah, Seider plays tough minutes. He plays against the top team, top lines. He plays penalty kill. And I think there's even more there offensively from Seider once they can kind of get a foundation set.
So, sure.
Yeah.
Support him a little bit more.
Yeah, of course.
And be able to accentuate what he does well.
Ticket Texter said, Todd McClellan has to get credit for putting Casper with Larkin and Raymond too. Casper's starting to look like a future star on that line, and he's only 20. Yeah, point per game the last 10 games. Texter says, there's not an NHL All-Star game this year, guys, but he would. So no one would be an All-Star. It's the Four Nations tournament, which Lucas is a part of with Team Sweden. Yeah.
There's something weird going on in the NBA with the whole All-Star process and the whole, you know, thing with the NHL right now, the 2 weeks and the fact that there is no All-Star, but it's the Nations.
Well, we complain that these All-Star games are flat and stale, so then the leagues try to do stuff different, and then we're like, wait, what?
Well, I'm not complaining that they're doing something different. I hope it didn't come across that way with the NBA. I just think it's an
adjustment.
It's an adjustment. It's an unknown.